Gospels According to Love audio. Luke chapter 15, the prodigal son. April 5, 2005. All publicans and sinners were drawn near to hear Jesus. The Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." Jesus spoke this parable. "What man of you have 100 sheep? If he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. When he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that I had lost.' I say to you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that changes, more than over 99 just persons which need no change. What woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she loses one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she finds it? When she finds it, she calls her friends and her neighbors together, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece that I had lost.' Likewise, I say to you, there is a great joy among the angels of love over one sinner that changes." Jesus said, "A certain man had 2 sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Give me the portion of goods that falls to me.' So his father divided to them his living. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into the far country. There he wasted his substance with decadent living. When the son had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to want. The son went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. He sent him to his fields to feed swine. He would gladly have filled his belly with the husk of the swine ate, but no one gave to him. When he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants to my fathers have bread enough and can share before I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father. I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no more worthy to be your son. Make me as one of your hired servants.' The son arose and came to his father. When he was yet a great way off, his brothers saw him, had compassion on him, and ran and hugged his neck and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven in your sight. I am no more worthy to be your son.' The father said to his servants, 'Bring forth the best robe, put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Bring here the fattest calf, kill it, let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He once lost is found. They began to be merry. The elder son was in the field, and as he came close to the house, he heard music and dancing. He called to one of the servants and asked him what these things meant. The man said to the elder son, 'Your brother comes, and your father has killed the fattest calf because he has received him safe and sound.' He was angry and would not go in, crying out to his father, saying, 'Lo, these many years I do serve you, neither transgressed I or any time your commandment. You never gave me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. As soon as your son comes that has devoured your living with harlots, you have killed for him the fattest calf.' The father said to them, 'Son, you are forever with me, and all that I have is yours. It is right we should celebrate and make merry and be glad, for this your brother who was dead and is alive again, that once lost is now found.